Toni Morrison had an endowed chair, the Schweitzer chair at the University of Albany from 1984 to 1989. She was part of the English department, but she was also connected to the New York State Writers Institute, because at that time we were all in a small office space on the third floor of the humanities with the English department. So I interviewed her, actually, for the Times Union in 1987. I think they put that story online. She came to campus several days a week. She commuted from her home in Nyack, where she lived for many years along the Hudson Valley. And she had a big presence here. I talked to Suzanne Lance, who recently retired after almost 30 years at the Writers Institute. She was the kind of office manager for Toni Morrison between that 1984 and 1989 time when she was here at UAlbany before she went to Princeton. And she recalled that Toni Morrison was not just brilliant, but almost intimidating with her intensity, with her incredible intellect, and with her skills as an editor. And she told me some great stories and memories. For example, there was a secretary in that office. Her name was Ronnie Saunders. And she retyped the manuscript for Beloved in the office, in the Writers Institute English Department office here on campus. And then many months later, or a year later or so, Suzanne gets a call at the office from a reporter, might have been from the New York Times, saying, could Toni Morrison comment? She just won the Pulitzer Prize for Beloved. And Suzanne was like, oh, my God. So it was excitement in the office. Toni Morrison was not actually in the office that day, but they planned and they had a wonderful champagne strawberry celebration reception for her in the art museum when she came back to campus. But when she was at campus, she brought Ralph Ellison to the University of Albany. She brought Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis. She did a major program in black cinema. Spike Lee came to campus. This was all in the 84 to 89 time period. And she also created an original play called Dreaming Emmett on the Emmett Till lynching that premiered at Capitol Repertory Theater. So she did a lot of really interesting programming, and she worked also with students, with postgraduate fellows who were writers and aspiring writers through the Writers Institute and through the English Department, and she spent a lot of time with them. She taught a writing workshop with them that met here on campus, and she was really part of our, Writers Institute early history. She actually was the second guest that we had in our 36-year history at the Writers Institute. The first was Saul Bellow, which was a huge event. We followed up with Toni Morrison, who packed our campus center ballroom. Over 800 people came to hear her in 1985. And, her works obviously endure for generations and even centuries. But we're proud of the role she played here at the Writers Institute and at the University of Albany.
Do you remember what the reaction was like a couple years after that when she won the Nobel? I did read your contemporaneous Times Union story about that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's incredible. One, the first African-American woman. Two, an American writer. And three, that she was a presence and was part of our early Writers Institute in UAlbany. I mean, total excitement. You can open any one of her novels, and within a couple pages, you just like throw your head back and go, wow. I mean, she's writing at the top of her literary game. Those sentences are just beautifully crafted, intense, lyrical. They just kind of rise up off the page. So, we knew early on, even before the major international awards came to her, we knew how great she was. And anyone who's read her novels can feel the power of her language.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, Beloved. One, it was, I interviewed her right around that time. I think she had finished it or was still working on it. Two, I read it in college. Three, I have my students read it sometimes. So Beloved, I think it's her greatest novel. Other people might argue with me.
Gosh, anything else I should add?
The fact that, you know, Suzanne Lance, who worked directly with her for several years, really respected her effort. You know, she really wanted, in particular, to bring African-American writers, black writers to campus. I mean, this was the mid-80s, you know. This campus in this city was not as diverse as it is today. And she really did some impressive programming to get that authentic black voice to this city and to this campus, and that was really important at the time. And, you know, to see her range, she was a brilliant editor in New York Publishing, and Suzanne Lance put together this black cinema brochure. It's a big program we did on campus. As I said, Spike Lee and other great black directors came here. And Suzanne worked really hard, and it was probably a 40-plus page program. And the greatest compliment that this very demanding, intimidating perfectionist Toni Morrison gave her, she said, you know, I've been an editor for a long time. There's not a single book that I've ever worked on that has fewer than 3 errors. And she said, congratulations, I read this carefully, and I only found 2 errors. And that was high, high praise from Toni Morrison. Suzanne Lance never forgot that. But she was in the office, she was on this campus, and she's one of the world's greatest writers.